The Guardian.
Aid deliveries to cyclone-hit areas of Burma are being hampered by travel and visa difficulties. It's estimated 1 million people have been left homeless, with the official death toll increasing all the time. The EU Humanitarian Office says destruction is close to 100% in some communities. Many aid workers are still waiting for their visas to get into the country, and the devastation means roads are in poor shape and telephone lines are down. Gordon Brown is promising Britain will do everything possible to ease the suffering, with George Bush calling on Burma's military junta to allow the US to provide disaster assistance. Ian McKinnon is following developments for The Guardian from nearby Thailand.
Well, the latest developments are that the death toll and the number of missing has increased dramatically again. It started off very low over the weekend after the cyclone hit Rangoon and the southwest of the country on Friday night and Saturday. And for several days, there was very little word of damage and particularly the number of dead or missing.
Why such a high death toll? Can you explain to our listeners why so many people were killed?
It seems a particular problem. The area worst affected is the Irrawaddy Delta, which is a very low-lying area to the south and southwest of the main city, Rangoon. When you look at it on a map, it's many, many inlets of water from the sea, from the Bay of Bengal, and the whole area is very low-lying. So the problem with the cyclone was that the winds of 120 miles an hour whipped up huge seas, a storm surge of at least 12 feet and possibly up to 20, some people say. And this brought a huge amount of water inland over this very low-lying area, where also the problem, people live in flimsy bamboo houses, which were either blown away or swept away over a huge area. There are 7 million people that live in this delta alone.
So it was almost like a tsunami in effect.
To some extent, yes. It was huge. People say that once the floodwaters receded, either many villages were just gone along the coast, and the whole area and what remained was just covered in mud.
Sure, swept away, as you say. So what are the most pressing needs now?
Aid agencies are still desperately trying to get to the area to assess the scale of the damage. There are quite a number of towns where there have been really no reports have been received from them so far.
What do you read into the government's admission here? Because as you know, the regime is sometimes suspicious of outside interference.
It is suspicious of outside interference and particularly international aid agencies. It seems this time that even they have realized the magnitude of this problem is overwhelming for a government that's already patchy at best. And they do seem to acknowledge that they need outside help. I think the terms of reference are still being debated in meetings with aid agencies and government ministries in the country at the moment, and it remains to be seen. Obviously, the aid agencies want to get their workers, their international workers, and their relief supplies in as quickly as possible. But that seems to be still taking some time at the moment, despite a willingness by some in the government to do that. Those aid agencies who are working on the ground say that they are being able to move quite freely. So that's one positive in this.
Sure. Now, after the initial impact, the people being swept away, what are the main dangers now?
The main dangers, the aid agencies are extremely concerned that there is a lack of shelter. Some believe that as many as a million people might be homeless at the moment. There's very little clean drinking water, and so the fear very much is of waterborne diseases among the survivors. After that, of course, they need food and they need things like mosquito nets because of the very tropical climate and the onset of the rainy season at the moment.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.